Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you see our number one draft pick last night?
Zachary Richardson.
Oh, 33 points. Knicks go down, and kid played really, really well. I hope we can build on it. Hawks in action in Detroit, and then they'll come back home, and it's a kind of a back-to-back Friday and then Saturday against the Bulls. But Mike, that's the kind of stuff we're looking to see from Richardson. And again, I'm not telling you he's going to average 33 this year, but man, those nights, like last night, you see his ability.
Right, and he's still not even grown into his NBA body yet. I mean, he's still got some size to add. I mean, it's just cool, as we said, if the kid was going for like 10 or 9 or just, now you can at least say, hey, this kid in just like his seventh NBA or ninth NBA game goes for 33 and was a huge factor. And it wasn't like they were running picks or running plays for him. He's just creating things off the dribble, some cases rebounds, whatever. He's just making his own thing happen.
Hey, we got to talk about this because we wondered if it would come to a head, and that is the situation at Florida. Billy Napier will remain as the head football coach moving forward. Listen, Scott Strickland, who's the AD there, has been adamant about being patient and saying, I'm in no rush to do anything. He let the season play out. Mike, I also think, considering how depleted they were against Georgia and how well they played, I said this. It's not a win, but it helped him. They did not get humiliated against Georgia.
No, and look, to bring in DJ Lagway, to get him from Texas, that's a huge recruiting feather in his cap, which, again, I think for a lot of Florida fans, as they understand, it's like turning around a battleship, right? It's going to take a minute, but you're still the Florida Gators. You still got all the resources, but he can still recruit. And Dan Mullen, for whatever reason, was asleep at the switch when it came to recruiting. So that's big. And then you almost beat your rival. You hung in there. If DJ, by the way, I don't know a lot of Georgia fans who feel if DJ Lagway doesn't go out of the game, it's not a different outcome.
I'm with you. He was playing great.
Or at least it's certainly going to the last few minutes of the fourth quarter. And then the arch rival, Florida State, they'll grease them on the road by maybe three touchdowns coming up into the season.
The buyout, I think, was too big, but I also think they've improved. And you add those two things together and you say, we'll stay the course. Let's see where we are next year. $26 million right now for him to go bye-bye is a lot of money.
It's pretty funny when you think about how the season, regular season ended and how Florida State's ready to throw money at Mike Norvell and people are ready to run, Billy Napier out of Gainesville. And now Florida State fans, if they could have the money, they get rid of Norvell in a New York minute.
No doubt. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. We want to know what you are thinking. Our poll question is up about Richardson. At Tucson Bell 929. Go make sure you poll. You vote, should I say, on the poll as to what you think about our young star. Hey, coming up also, we will get to Yeah Man, No Man. I do want you to hear what Lane Kiffin said about Carson Beck, though. We're going to talk with Barbara Dooley coming up in about an hour from now, getting her thoughts not only on Ole Miss, but where the Dogs are and how she's feeling. Lane Kiffin was talking about Beck. Mike, he's the key. We can talk about all this other stuff. He is the key, not only just this week, the rest of the season. He has to play well, and Lane Kiffin was giving him compliments.
It's a good problem to have. To me, you have a highly talented quarterback like him that can make all the throws and, has thrown some picks. You just got to work through that part, and still you got a great quarterback. Versus some people around the country say, okay, well, they protect the ball, but the quarterback can't make the throws. So it's a good problem to have. Like I said, these guys scored 30 in every game and are extremely talented.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody's debating his talent. It's the numbers that scream what is going on. When I tell you that this is the most interceptions that Georgia has had over the last, you know, 6 or 7 years as a team, you're talking about whether – not just Stetson Bennett. You can go back to all the other quarterbacks. This is as bad as it's been from a collective standpoint where you're talking about 11 interceptions on the season. The numbers just don't add up, and it's multiple interceptions in multiple games now.
Now, a lot of folks are saying after they started faking injuries at Ole Miss that the NCAA put out the release, and the SEC backed it up basically saying, look, if you're going to have somebody take a knee and get, you know, escorted off the field from the training staff, he's going to have to get a medical evaluation, and we're going to have to see this as a legitimate injury. I want to see some x-rays.
For sure.
I want to see some strains. Well, is he playing the Weisenheimer? Basically, half the team's on the injury report for Ole Miss going into this game.
That's crazy.
Shenanigans from Lane Kiffin. So Lane Kiffin basically thumbing his nose at the SEC
he
and
is.
The NCAA.
Yeah, because they have to put out those reports now. Does it bother you?
Well, I mean, look, he is a guy that he's amazing in his ability to fall forward when he accomplishes technically nothing.
Right.
And that's always been his thing. From the Oakland Raiders as the youngest head coach to Tennessee to, you know, I mean, the fact that, you know, it's mind-blowing. How this guy just continues to advance, to Nick Saban throwing him a lifeline, to down to South Florida, to getting this gig. This is exactly where he deserves to be, because he doesn't win any big games, and neither does Ole Miss. If he wins this game, it's one of the biggest wins in Ole Miss history. Certainly the biggest win on his resume. He just doesn't win the big one. He's a lot of talk. He's a lot of fun to yap about. He'll float around the top 25, put guys in the league, but at the end of the day, he's never going to win anything. So prove me wrong. Prove us wrong, Lane, right? Fun guy, good soundbite, right? Good guy for a public speaking event. You ever going to win a championship?
It's a great point. We got a lot more to get to. We'll let you hear what Aaron Murray had to say about Beck and his performance coming up. Right now, though, we got to get to an NFL Blitz. NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. What do we have coming up? You do that pretty good, by the way.
Coming up in 5 minutes.
Well, I'm glad you asked. We are going to talk about the magic number of sacks for our Atlanta Falcons on the way. Mike, let's talk about what else is going on around the league outside of tonight's Thursday night football game. Big O back at the studio. Let me hear DJ Moore on if Eberflus has lost the team, because this is interesting. The Chicago Bears, we're already talking about Matt Eberflus potentially losing the team. This is DJ Moore.
I want to say no. The message yesterday was that we know we 4-4 now. It's just like being 0-0. But you just got to go out there and start stacking wins how we did. And that's the best thing you can do is win and then let the chips fall how they fall after we do so.
Let the chips fall where they may, DJ. Play it again from the beginning real quick. The question is, do you feel Coach Eberflus has lost this Bears team?
I want to say no.
All right, stop it right there. I don't want to say no.
It's a bad look.
So, I mean, no, you say no, he hasn't lost the team.
It's a bad look.
We're all going for a common effort. This guy should have been fired. Again, you and I had this debate back last year at the end of the season. Get rid of him. Remember we talk about Justin Fields and what he is or he isn't? You brought in a defensive-minded coach who the best thing he's accomplished in Chicago is getting a makeover. And getting a haircut, you know, you saw in Hard Knocks. I mean, he's not a head coach. He's not head coaching material. And he's brought in a series of bad offensive coordinators.
I think he's gone. And it has nothing to do with whether they took the right pick or not. I think he's gone because this is them just realizing we're not going to get to our ultimate goals. Eberflus is already on the hot seat, and they're asking those kinds of questions.
Right.
It's Tukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Vic Fangio on Cooper Rush, Mike. Does that change the Dallas offense? Because he is going to start. We know Dak is on the shelf. Is he going to have surgery, by the way? Is Dak Prescott going to have surgery?
If he doesn't, it's about anywhere from 8 to 10 weeks. So everything we read from the medical, again, some doctors who don't have access to, you know, he's obviously x-rays and everything else, but they're just going by what's been reported. It's anywhere from 4 to 6 to 8 weeks or longer.
Here is Vic Fangio talking about Cooper Rush.
I don't think it will change a whole lot. You know, Rush has been there a long time. He knows the offense as well as anybody there does, and he'll operate it efficiently.
Fangio, of course, the D.C. for the Eagles. Eagles at Cowboys this weekend. I think their season is over regardless of what happens this weekend. Right. And the crazy thing about the NFC East is, and we'll see them down the road, Mike, the Commanders are in position to win that division.
They are.
I don't know if they will. Eagles are still in, you know, obviously in a good spot. But the Commanders...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That's probably one of the craziest things that we've said. At 7-2 and 4-0 at home, they have a path. They have a path to win the NFC East.
We're going to see him later in the year, and it could mean everything. Could be huge for the playoff ramifications for the Eagles to still win that division, for us to be the number two seed behind the Lions. Like, maybe the Lions trip up. You know, the Lions made a move to beef up their pass rush.
Yep.
Lions are scoring more points than anybody else. Commanders are scoring the third most points in the league. So we can talk about all the other metrics and quarterback rating and everything else. Who's scoring the most points? Lions, Ravens, Commanders, Bills. Ironically, the Bucks, rounding out the top five.
They did a poll on who had the best deadline. Commanders, by the way, won the poll. 39% of the people said they did the best job. Steelers were second, and then the Lions. I think a lot of people thought the Lions would do more than just one move.
I guess, but I mean, but they get Jameson Williams back. He's off his latest suspension.
Suspension, yeah.
You know, their offensive line is pretty solid, and they got a quarterback that it's amazing when you think about where their passing yards are and the points are when you consider just how economical Jared Goff is with the passing attempts and the completion percentage and setting all sorts of records. Falcons, by the way, come in 12th, just like half a point behind the Eagles as far as scoring average.
Hey, man, we're live at Taco Mac again, Dallas Highway location. This hour is brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors.
Hey, by the way, Bengals are a 6-point dog tonight in Baltimore. You going with the Ravens?
I am. I like the Ravens.
I can't wait. This is what I'm really looking forward to seeing this. Basically, as you mentioned earlier, Burrow and the Bengals have no margin for error to keep their wild card chances alive.
Here's the kicker. You know what Lamar's record is on primetime games on Thursday night? 8-1.
Hello.
He doesn't lose these primetime games. So if you buy into that, you say, okay, well, then the Ravens will find a way to win. But that doesn't mean they won't cover. 6 points is a lot in this game, and these two teams know each other.
Totals 52.5. So expecting some points.
No doubt. Hey, coming up, what's the magic number? I mean, our magic number. We'll explain what we're talking about when we get back here at Taco Mac on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at Odyssey.com. Coming up, yeah, man, no man, in less than 10 minutes, stay right there. We're live at Taco Mac, We're at the Taco Mac location right off of Dallas Highway in Marietta, guys. It's Dukes and Bale Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Also, we're going to get a chance to talk to Barbara Dooley. Mike and I were just talking about the Kobe Young situation, and as I said, if in fact he's cleared or she is saying this stuff didn't happen, the young lady that accused him of doing some of the allegations that has kept him from playing, then he deserves an opportunity to play here the rest of the season, Mike. And again, I don't know how soon that might or might not happen, but, you know, and we've seen incidents like this happen before, but when this came down, I think, last night, and we were kind of talking about it via text, it's just frustrating. From a standpoint of, you know, again, how much of the season has been taken from him under these false accusations. And that's just, you know, he's not going to get that back.
And the thing is, the timing was brutal because Ra Ra Thomas had something similar but different. So at the time, we said, look, you know, regardless whether it's fair or unfair, they're going to have to suspend him while this, you know, gets adjudicated. But, you know, as the guy just said, it's funny, on a text line, said, they're not going to bring him back now. They can't. I go, well, they can if what was initially alleged didn't happen.
Right.
And the case is dismissed. Then Georgia, there's certainly a precedent where they can say we can bring the young man back. And I think that, you know, Kirby, look, he runs his program how he runs his program. And, yes, all the speeding off the field after the tragedy looks bad.
Who are you, Colonel Jesse?
I run my program how I run my program.
Yeah, okay.
Kept out here in those uniforms, flash a badge, and make me nervous. I eat breakfast 900 feet from 3,000 cubits trained to kill me. Actually, with Kirby, what would it be? I eat breakfast 75 miles from Georgia Tech players that are trained to kill me. Anyway, it's a few good men reference. You get the idea. But Kirby, in this case, I don't think anybody would have a problem once it goes through how quickly this legal process and the police drop the charges, if in case they will, that Kirby would reinstate him. Yeah. But as we said earlier, guys, there's nothing worse, and if especially for moms and dads that are listening to the show about your daughter, and what if it's your daughter, I get that. And that's why we said we try to tread lightly around the subject matter, because it's something that's every parent's worst nightmare, and you would never want that to happen to your daughter. But you also wouldn't want that to happen to your son, where his reputation is completely tarnished. Because as you know, Carl, we talk about it all the time, no matter what your line of business is, once your name is out there on the street, the retraction is this much. The story never has as much juice as the initial headline. USA Today dropped this unbelievable interactive story the week of the Texas game, which was like one of the craziest things I've ever seen. It was some shoddy journalism from the USA Today to rehash some old stories and things that most Georgia fans knew the story about. But this was part of it. You know, it was, and the whole thing. So, well, it looks bad for the program. And here's a situation that didn't happen.
You know this, though. That story wasn't for Georgia fans. It was for everybody else.
Correct.
So, and by the way, if you're saying I don't think he should be reinstated, I'm going to ask you why. I mean, if your job suspends you because of legal actions and then the charges turn out to be not true, do you not get your job back? I mean, give me a break.
Oh, by the way, for guys who missed the first segment, we talked about this. The woman who told police that she was the ex-girlfriend of Kobe Young, wide receiver for the Dogs, retracted statements, which led to his arrest. He was suspended by Kirby when it went down. Young's attorney, Kim Stevens, said today to the AP, there's an affidavit from the woman who said she wanted to make clear my desire to have all the charges
dropped
against Kobe Young dismissed.
Yeah, dropped. It's terrible. I mean, it just is, man. And again, I don't know this kid. I know a lot of kids like him. I knew a lot of guys like him. I played with guys like him. I don't know this kid, but it's terrible. Because, again,
his name is Mud right now.
You are saying, man, I didn't do this. That's not what happened.
Right.
And nobody takes your word for it. It's always, that's not true.
The thing is, and like as we said at the time, you know, we don't rush the judgment on it. There's other shows in town that will rush the judgment. That's not what we do. But it's certainly in the case of Georgia football, because there was a precedent of so much off-the-field stuff and the Ra-Ra Thomas thing, you know, now it's guilt by association. So, we had to have done it. Oh, of course he did. It's a football factory. Yep. Kirby's got no discipline.
Yeah,
and that's what
true.
The USA Today was spinning.
That's playing as well. Hey, we talked about the number of sacks for our football team. We're going to get to Yeah Man, No Man. Is there a magic number? We talked about this, you know, maybe 2 weeks ago, and we said, all right, this number's got to get bigger. All right, it increased by 3. But at the end of the season, Mike, what are we talking about, 35 sacks? 35 sacks. Can we get to 35 sacks?
No. No, we're not going to come close to that.
25 sacks.
Maybe. I mean, that means we're
20 sacks.
Well, you have any games left in the season? You got 8 games left in the season. You're going to average, what, 2 sacks a game?
It's possible.
16 plus 9 is 25. I went to Florida State. There you go. There's your 25. You're going to get 2 sacks a game every game we play.
Plus the what, 6 we have? Is that right? 6 and a half? 7?
9.
Oh, that gets you 35. 38.
Eight times two is 16, plus nine is 25. 25 sacks.
That gets you 38.
Which would still put us at the dead last portion of the NFL as far as getting the quarterback on the ground. The year we went to the Super Bowl, we had 34 sacks. The year after, when we shut down the Rams and shut down the Eagles in the playoffs scoring-wise, we had 39 sacks.
All right, so here's my question then. Because if you're projecting like with that, with the number, and you know that it's almost impossible for you to get to that number.
Right.
Then how does that decrease our chances from achieving the goal? If you're telling me we have to achieve 35, 38, 40 sacks to be viable, that's what teams, good teams do, and we're not going to be able to do that over the next eight games. Again, according to the Dukes and Bell projections here, all right, I foresee like a chance to get to 35, but nevertheless, how does that hamper our opportunity to get to the ultimate goal?
Are you doing Nostradamus on sacks now?
I'm just saying. I think
your clairvoyance has now extended from just wins and losses to specific sacks on the field.
Well,
this is a breaking story.
Well, by the way, we may have one of these crazy games. Remember, Vic Beasley had like four sacks.
He had three sacks in the game against Denver in 16.
But there was a Cowboy game a few years ago when we were at the Cowboy game.
It was Adrian Claiborne had, I think, six.
Correct. Yeah. We were talking about it on the broadcast. The fact is, sometimes you have these crazy games where you don't even know how to explain it, and all of a sudden your sack totals go up. My point is, we have yet to have that. But if you feel that way, and this is your concern,
right,
then how does that hamper us from getting to the ultimate goal? Because what you're saying is, we're not going to hit the number, and we're not going to be able to get there because we don't get enough pressure.
For guys that are too young to remember, and Chris, who was not here, the year we, in 17, go to the playoffs, and ironically, great defense. The defense caught up with the offensive 16, but Shanahan took the 49ers job, and we brought in Sarkisian, who never run that version of the West Coast offense, and the offense struggled. But yeah, Adrian Claiborne, six sacks November 12th against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, in our house.
Yeah. By the way, sad, just not to be melancholy, Vaughn McClure had the byline on that story.
God bless him.
Yeah, old buddy.
League average right now is about 22. Falcons are at 9.
League average is 22, not for the season. Teams have an average of 22 right now going into week 10.
They're going to get to.
How, Sway? How?
Because we're going to have one of these games where you get four or five in a game.
Is that this game this week?
It could be.
So when is Judon going to break?
It absolutely could be.
You know what? You need to challenge Judon again. Apparently, he didn't get the message last
week. No, he got the message. He heard me loud and clear. As a matter of fact, I heard from some of his people, y'all need to stop calling me. Here's the deal. He is not there yet. And I don't know at what point it happens, Mike. Mike, if it happens in week 12 and all of a sudden he comes alive, I've said this, Turtle wants to call him a bust. I'm not really willing to go there.
He's a bust. He's a bust right now.
I'm not willing to go there.
I'll go there with you, Turtle.
Because what if he – stop it, Orin. What if he comes about and wins a couple of games for us with the effort and the sacks and whatever he's going to do?
We're all waiting for it. It'll be a revelation.
Well, then you can't call him a bum. The season's not over yet.
But again, I'm not expecting that to happen because he's not getting, like, he's getting double teamed at every play. He's getting swallowed up by bigger linemen. I don't know. Coach kind of alluded to Vaughn Miller getting better as the Rams season went along, as Vaughn had been at a late start that year.
Yeah.
And I don't know. All I knew from Judon was his stat sheet. I knew he was a bad arse for many years with the Ravens and then later with the Patriots. I thought that's the version we were getting. You know, swagger, attitude, tough guy. He does have attitude. He has,
I think
but he's got to produce it, man.
I don't think that's gone. What I do think is your ability to get there, he has lost a step. I don't think that's obvious. I don't think the attitude and what he wants to do is gone. Great players don't lose their edge. They lose their ability. So, I don't know, Mike. I just feel like at one of these games, we're going to come alive. We're going to have one of these unusual games, and we'll get to the number. But I also still feel like even if we don't, we're going to be able to get there. I'm not one of these guys, unlike many of you, Turtle, who think if we don't get a certain number, it's not going to happen for
Tampa
us.
Tampa has 25. Saints have 20.
Who's winning the division?
Falcons.
Exactly.
The Giants, Broncos, and Jets are your best teams right now at sacking the quarterback, and none of those guys are going to the playoffs. Broncos have an outside chance. Texans are also in there, 29. They take on the Lions. A lot of folks are saying
Texans can't protect their own quarterback. Well, he was sacked eight times last week.
CJ Stroud's kind of gone backwards a little bit this year. The Browns with Myles Garrett with 27.
They can't protect him.
The Vikings with 27. That very aggressive Brian Flores defense.
Who the Falcons play? Commanders. Who the Falcons
Giants.
Play? Giants.
All right. Worst in the league. We're the only team in the NFL with single-digit sacks through 9 weeks, Carl.
All right.
Shame.
Where are you guys at on this?
Shame.
If you buy into the magic number has to be whatever you think it is.
25 is a great number. I like where you're at. I just don't think we can get there.
30?
I wish. I mean, dude, if we double our number now, we got 18. I mean,
there are already eight teams in the NFL with 25 or more sacks this season.
You know right. What? I shouldn't even talk to you about this because you just are going to bring up the negative statistics and basically say this team's not going to get it done. Mike and I at least have some hope about where this thing can go.
I have no hope that we're going to have 25
sacks. I have hope about where this thing can go.
Right?
Yeah, man, no man is on the way. We're live at Taco Mac. It's Dukes and Bell. Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Saying hello to some of our wonderful listeners. Jamie just stopped by. He's like, I drove past and I was like, wait a minute. That's right here. I'm on Dallas Highway. Let me turn around. He turned around and he pulled up. You can pull up as well. We'd love to get a chance to see you guys as well. Hey, coming up 4 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Barbara Dooley here in less than 15 minutes and get her thoughts on the Ole Miss game and much more here on Sports Radio 92.9.
Do you realize, before we get to Chris, that one of our audience members here, appreciate you guys. We've got a good crowd here today, by the way, at Taco Mac Dallas Highway. Marietta just came up and he looked at his phone and goes, is that real? As if somehow we were making it up last segment that we only have 9 sacks that were dead last.
No, it's absolutely real. That's why we're – listen, the number, whatever you think it should be, is why I said, what's your magic number?
Right.
I think this is where I'm at. And it doesn't mean, again, I'm picking us to win the Super Bowl. We got a lot of football still to play. But I do like the improvement of the team and the direction and where it's headed. Turnovers and getting off the field when you need to.
Right.
Minimizes this need to have 50, 60, yeah, 70 sacks.
And by the way, you said it earlier, I don't care if we don't get another sack, as long as we win all these games. But you've got to get away. And maybe they release the hounds and the linebackers are more active, as both Jimmy Lake and Coach Rod talked about, and just throw everything you got at it. Maybe more blitzing.
All right, guys, more to get to. Right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man. Turtle! And by the way, I do wish we had a guy that could just blow up an offensive line. Don't get me wrong. We right. don't. Maybe we get that guy in the offseason, Mike, but I'd love to have that guy that could just take over a game. We've played Chris right. Jones. We played T.J. Watt. We played a bunch of these guys already who have that ability. Guys, I'll tell you, Chris Jones won the Super Bowl for the Chiefs last year. I know everybody thinks it's Patrick Mahomes. I'd love to have one of those guys, but we don't. All right. Chris, what's going on today?
Oh, hey. So the updated win totals are out for NFL teams. We did this before the season, so let's check in halfway through, shall we? The beginning of the season, over under.
Wait a minute. I got to stop you for a second. It kind of sounded like Bo right there, didn't he? When I said, hey, Chris, what's going on? He's like, oh, hey, this is my segment. This is my time to talk. Didn't he sound like Bo a little bit?
Yeah, your thanks are getting around to me. You're kind of cutting into my time. I'm the meat man.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Let me tell you how my day began.
That's what it sounded like. So I just want to be able to hold your horses for a second. It's Dukes and Bell.
I'm paid to
and
talk.
This is
right.
your, yes, yes, and this
I'm
is your segment.
Man. Yeah, you're kind of a, I got to tell you, little, aren't you on the radio tonight or something?
Yeah, 7 to 7:30. Yeah, as a matter of fact, 7 to 7:30. Okay. Thanks for the plug.
Yeah. All right. I just want to be clear about this. Like when we come to you, there needs to be a certain amount of energy. It doesn't need to be Bo in here.
Y'all gonna talk to me now? Huh? Finally getting around to
you.
You
gonna come to me now?
I'm paid to talk.
Yes,
I'm the meat man. So what was I had 11. Well, you had 11 or I had 10? I can't remember what we had. I think it was.
Well, 10. The official number came in at 9.5.
Right. I had 10 wins for this team.
Okay.
Double digits.
Updated number. You guys want to take a crack at it?
12. It's got to be 12.
10.5.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
You had 11, right?
I did.
I had 10. You had 11.
So, yeah, man, no man. Are we getting a little
I'm ready to
short?
Revise that
yeah.
number.
I mean, look. We are at, what, 6 right now, right?
Yep. 6-3.
Yep.
Schedule. This is where the strength of schedule thing kicks in. We do have no one expected the Commanders to be good. They were part of we are the easiest schedule in the league based on last year's record.
Yeah.
Commanders are good.
Yeah.
You know, Giants are not.
Right.
You know, Carolina is terrible.
All right, let's do this real quick. Saints.
Win.
Broncos.
That's a road trip, tough pass
on
attack.
The road.
Yeah, right.
No,
gotta,
it is. Good. It's gonna
and
be,
you got to get Bo
tough.
Nix. You got to keep Bo Nix in the pocket.
That's going to be tough. And say what you want. Sean Payton gets up for us, man.
Right. Of course he does.
He does.
Wait, where's that confident Carl from 15 minutes ago all of a sudden?
I thought you were going through the schedule. Whoa. Let's go through the schedule.
Okay, win or loss, Broncos. Put your money where your mouth is, tough guy.
Who's after the Broncos?
Chargers.
Chargers.
That's a
Bosa.
Win. That's a win.
Bosa coming.
Vikings. If you had to push me. And you better not.
Okay.
If you had to push me.
Are you close to the edge?
I'm close to the edge. I would say Broncos, Mike, on the road. That's back-to-back roadies. That would be the L. And I'd come home and beat the Chargers. But go ahead.
Okay, so that's 2-1.
You can run the ball against Denver. You can run the ball right at the Chargers.
Yeah. You can.
Vegas, same thing with Max Crosby. So that's the good news. Giants, you can run against them. Even though they've got the best sack record, obviously they can't score points with Daniel Jones.
So that's 2-1. So then you're 8-4 going into Minnesota.
Give me three more. Kurt's going to be so fired up for this game. This is a homecoming.
But here's the thing. This is where we need that pass rush you're promising me.
Sam Darnold
against Sam Darnold. Yeah,
Sam
against
Darnold and Justin Jefferson going to combine for three? They're going to go for three tutties?
Jesse Bates will pick him off.
All right, baby. Vegas is a dub. That's a dub Monday night.
In Vegas. Yeah. Andy and Randy will be there, by the way.
Yep. They're going to be at Circa. Go to 929thegame.com.
Great spot.
Great sports book. Carl's been there, and I've been there up there down on Fremont Street. Good times.
Yeah, it is.
You welcome in the hapless Giants. That's a dub.
It's got to be. Listen, if we're going to get to the number, you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat. Saints, you're supposed to win this weekend. Right. Giants, you got to beat them. What's that get us to?
10-5 with two games left.
Okay.
At Washington.
That's going to be a game that's going to decide maybe the number two seed in the division. I mean, or in the playoffs, because we'll both be the division winners unless the Eagles come back and win it.
What do they expect us to lose? Like four of these last? Like, seriously?
So you think they're going to win in Washington? Tough guy?
I think we're going to win. Keep playing. I think we're going to win a game that we're not expected to, Mike. Maybe it's the Denver game. Maybe it's the Washington game. And then I think there's a chance, just because this is how the league works, that we'll go into one of these games that we're supposed to win, and it'll be closer than we think.
By the way, I love this. I mean, here we are a month and a half away from this game. The nerds that ESPN Analytics, Carl, have got the Commanders at a 58% chance to beat us. We only have a 41.7 chance to win.
We don't even know what
according
the roster's going to look like.
That's what I'm telling you. You guys, and the ESPN nerds and this analytics crap, and they're trying to shoehorn the baseball sabermetrics crap. Analytics has a place in football, but you cannot – how? What? No idea. Who knows who's going to be hurt?
Nerd.
Exactly.
All right. So if you take the Commanders as a win and then you beat the Panthers in the final week, that's 12.
That's 12, baby.
Right, that's 12.
Give me 12 dubs.
I feel confident in 10.
I do too. I do too.
And anything over 10.5, I'm not prepared to go there just yet.
Ironically, 10 still wins your division.
Right.
I mean, we don't need. I don't think we're going to need 12 if you handle business Sunday.
If we beat the Saints, I think the Bucs have to go they first got to win all their divisional games, and they've got to win more games. Period.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for them.
Is there a chance Michael Penix is starting in Washington?
We are okay. now you're getting ahead of yourself. Okay, wait.
Well, it's not out of the realm of possibility with 2 weeks left. Everything's sewn up.
Come on.
Remember guys, new format in the playoffs. Only one number one seed gets the bye. Everybody else is playing.
To Mike's point, but we're two games ahead of the Bucs now.
Yeah.
That's why we needed Kansas City to beat them, and we needed to win.
You know what?
It's going to be hard for them, man.
Let me do more of this analytics crap with these guys. Let's see what the Denver – this stuff drives me crazy. How did they come up with these numbers?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what do you mean they have a
58%? The Falcons have a 57.8% likelihood of beating the Broncos.
Why do you sound like that? Because how nerd sounds?
That's nerd voice.
Is that how nerds sound?
Let's go to – all right, you just said Minnesota. Very interesting game, a lot of emotions.
Yeah.
Which, of course, you can't quantify statistically.
No, you can't.
Minnesota is a 58.1% favorite by ESPN Analytics over the Falcons.
Okay.
All right, here's some more numbers for you guys.
I will find more of these analytics numbers.
Five-year, $275 million contract for Trevor Lawrence. Is he going to go down with Deshaun Watson as one of the biggest contract busts of all time?
He's going to get coach fired. It'll be another offensive coordinator coming in.
Yeah, no, he won't because, again, nobody traded for him and gave him that money like Deshaun, who basically robbed Cleveland. But I do think that the idea of him being the first overall pick and being a game changer, Mike, and being an elite quarterback right now is in question. And that's just where I'm at. Is he going to miss this game on Sunday?
Yep.
He's going to miss this game on Sunday.
Yep.
All right.
Mac Jones.
The Chargers, the Falcons.
Who? Mac Jones.
Mac Jones. The Falcons have a 54.1% chance likelihood of beating the Chargers. By the way, sidebar, ESPN analytics nerds have a 7% chance of getting laid this year.
Sidebar.
7%. So, but then I could ask, how did you come up with that specific number?
I just threw it out there.
Yeah.
A 7%, an 8% chance of talking to a woman.
Well, he's been on Hinge.
Yes.
That's how.
No, but anyway, this number, though, it's kind of mystified. Obviously, we got our huge favorites against the Carolina Panthers the last week of the season, and we're big favorites against the Giants when they come to Mercedes-Benz.
Here's what I would tell you, Turtle, and listen, I'm going to stick by my win total. It's 11. It is going to be difficult to get there just based on the fact that, you know, six games, you got to win. But I don't think we go on a three-game losing streak either on this last stretch. I just don't.
So we're favorites in every game, basically, except for Carolina.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Even on the road.
Yeah, even on the road.
Even on the road. So, you know, that's yeah. my
I mean,
thing.
Even against the – I should say the Commanders. Carolina, yeah. Obviously. We're a 57.8, as I mentioned, against the Broncos on the road in Denver.
All right.
I like our chances.
What else you got? Talking about leadership, Joe Burrow, Joe Cool.
Don't talk bad about Burrow, man.
So I'm not – why you put words in my mouth, bro?
Burrow's a bad dude.
I'm not saying he's not.
Okay.
All I'm saying is some people on his team, the Bengals, asked him to step up and be a little bit more vocal.
Oh, snap.
So after you hear this from Joe Burrow – are you on his side? Should he just be himself? Or was it time for him to step out into the spotlight?
Maybe I could have not let my emotions show quite as much, but it's also something that I've tried to do more, and I know people in the locker room have wanted me to do a little more, whether good or bad, but you can't show my emotion positively, and then when things don't go well, not let that be known as well.
I don't get it. So. Is he too robotic?
He's essentially saying his personality is Joe Cool. Right. But the teammates want him to be more forward-facing.
But they want more juice. But a guy also, Carl, can't get too high, can't get too low. But with Kirk Cousins energizes this team. We've talked to guys on both sides of the football. That's leadership. And it's natural for Kirk. It's like, if Joe doesn't feel comfortable with that, Carl, you can't fake it, right?
No. And you know what Joe should be saying to those guys? I'm carrying you.
Yeah. Right. He is.
Hey, T. Higgins, you going to play this year?
Why don't you and you and you and you do your job? I'm carrying you. I'm throwing 4 or 5 touchdowns a week. We're still losing. Defense, play it, play up. Like, that's what he should be saying. This whole thing about him having to do more, say more, Joe Burrow's playing out of his mind. 20 touchdowns and 2 picks? These guys need to shut up and play.
Well, apparently,
literally.
Apparently, according to them, they do want to shut up. They want him to start speaking more.
I don't agree with this. I just don't. Like, I'm with Mike. He is doing everything that he could possibly do to win. His coach screwed him in one game. I mean, the game against the Bengals right. or the Ravens last time, where his coach was timid and not going, we're going to kick the field goal. I mean, like, it's not his fault that they're in this predicament. He's played great.
I got a kick. Well, save it for guy talk. Jamar Chase was asked about studying the playbook and kind of gets back to, did you ever study when you were at LSU? Stay tuned for that.
Since you guys stole my time, I'm not going to steal Barbara Dooley's time. Oh. So we got to run. Hit my music.
Very Squid Billy like.
I told you before the segment started.
That was very bold.
You know what?
I prepared for this segment, and you guys just talked all over it, and you deprived the listeners of the meat man.
Deprived the listeners of what he wanted to bring. I told you he's on
better
one.
Than a black Louie with black aviators walking on that plane.
Darn right.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I'm procreating. I'm going to be a daddy. The daddy's going to be a meat man. Baby meat man.
I actually am happy for Bo. I cannot wait because now I get to say all the things about his kid. I cannot wait. He's going to
get a little tiny golf cart for the baby.
Yeah.
Well, especially with that 3 a.m. wake-up call, that's going to go over swimmingly every day.
All right, man. We got more to get to. Told you he was acting like Bo today.
Yeah, man. Ornery.
Barbara Dooley. The lovely and talented Barbara Dooley joins us next. Old Miss is next for Georgia. What does she think? Find out on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.